This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And good morning. You are listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today is Thursday, July 9th in the year of our Lord, 2026. Friday Eve, baby. One more day. We're out of it. If you want to be part of the show today, 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. And we got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. More suspects are arrested in that mass shooting at Arcadia Lake that left one person dead and more than 20 other people injured. We'll have the latest on that story. An Oklahoma prison inmate who killed his cellmate has done it again. The new charges he faces. A Tulsa man is arrested, charged with killing his own grandparents. How police say that crime went down. A Moore man is busted after police say he admitted to trying to have sexual contact with children. The disturbing case is coming up. Another illegal medical marijuana grow is raided, leading to the deportation of six illegal immigrants. Oklahoma City police say they've arrested a serial golf thief. We'll have the details on this strange story coming up. A local organization is honoring veterans in a very loud and patriotic way. We'll have a live interview on how you can help them out with their mission. Plus your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. Call us now at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Edmond police have arrested three more suspects in connection with that deadly mass shooting at Arcadia Lake, bringing the total number of arrests up to nine. Investigators say 19-year-old Maki Magnus, 20-year-old Hezekiah Ricks, and Omarion Gabriel were taken into custody on Wednesday. Magnus is accused of shooting with intent to kill, while Ricks and Gabriel are each facing charges of being accessories to first-degree murder. Charges have not yet been formally filed. Police say the investigation remains active and expect more arrests. The gang-related shooting happened during an unsanctioned party at Scissortail Campground on May 3rd, where more than 20 people were shot. 18-year-old Aviana Smith-Gray of Guthrie later died from her injuries. The Oklahoman is reporting that an Oklahoma inmate who strangled his cellmate to death back in 2022 while guards stood outside the cell has now been charged with killing another cellmate. Prosecutors accused 36-year-old Darren Ray Padron of fatally stabbing an inmate 28 times in March at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. Padron claims that he acted in self-defense. The Oklahoman previously revealed video showing guards waited 45 minutes before intervening in the 2022 strangulation at what is now the Ellen Gamble Correctional Facility. The investigation documented more than 20 inmate homicides in the prison over a four-year period. A Tulsa man is charged with murdering his grandparents inside their apartment at a senior living complex. Police say officers responded to a medical call on July 3rd and found 93-year-old Richard Garwood and his 93-year-old wife, Catherine Garwood, dead from stab wounds. Investigators identified the couple's 48-year-old grandson, Jeffrey Garwood, as the suspect by using surveillance video and other evidence. Police tracked him through a license plate readers before he crashed out on I-244. After being hospitalized with a broken hip, investigators say Garwood confessed to stabbing his grandparents. He's now charged with two counts of first-degree murder. More police say a 36-year-old man is behind bars after allegedly trying to solicit sex from children that he believed he was talking with on Snapchat. Investigators say John Sanders spent weeks sending explicit messages and images to accounts that he thought belonged to a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old boy. According to Moore police, Sanders eventually arranged to meet the minors at a local business, but when he showed up, officers were waiting. They arrested him without incident. They questioned him, and detectives say he admitted that he intended to engage in sexual activity with people that he believed to be children. Sanders is now booked into the Cleveland County Detention Center on two counts of lewd or indecent proposals to a child and one count of enticing a child under 16. A statewide organized crime task force has shut down five more illegal marijuana grow operations in Woodward County. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says agents seized more than 30,000 marijuana plants and 200 pounds of processed marijuana during a two-day operation. Authorities also searched several apartments, arrested one person, and say six illegal immigrants were deported following the raids. Multiple state, local, and federal agencies assisted in the operation. Drummond says Oklahoma has reduced the number of licensed marijuana grows from more than 9,000 in 2023 to fewer than 1,200 and vowed to continue targeting criminal organizations operating in the state's marijuana industry. And we're going to want to talk about this one coming up in just a little while. Your calls at 405-608-4377. A years-long battle over an Oklahoma City police shooting has ended with a $750,000 settlement. Court records show the lawsuit followed by Lorenza Clerkley against Oklahoma City Police Sergeant Kyle Holcomb has been dismissed, ending the case. Clerkley was 14 years old when Holcomb shot him in 2019 while responding to a reported burglary at a vacant home. Police later learned that Clerkley and his friends were carrying airsoft guns. The case drew national attention after prosecutors declined to file criminal charges against the officer. A federal judge later ordered a new trial, overturning a jury verdict that had favored Holcomb. The settlement does not include an admission of liability by the city. The Oklahoma County Jail is investigating a third inmate death of the year. Jail officials say 33-year-old Dancing Feathers White Crow was found unresponsive on Tuesday evening and later died in the hospital. White Crow had been in custody since April after being arrested after she allegedly shoplifted from a store, and police say that fentanyl was also found in her purse. She's being held on felony drug trafficking, burglary, and repeated theft charges, and prosecutors were also seeking to revoke her probation from a 2023 assault conviction. The cause of death has not yet been released, and investigation remains ongoing. Now, the death of White Crow is renewing questions about conditions inside the facility. Since the Oklahoma County Jail Trust took over operations back in 2020, at least 60 inmates have died in custody. University of Tulsa Professor Matt Lampkin, who leads the Jail Death Accountability Project, says many jail deaths are preventable and families often struggle to learn exactly what happened to their loved ones. Jail officials say White Crow was found unresponsive in her cell and an investigation into her death is underway. Oklahoma City police say they've arrested a man accused of stealing golf clubs from several metro golf courses. Investigators say 36-year-old James Gilmore is connected to multiple thefts, including the theft of $450 putter from Lake Hefner Golf Course Pro Shop that was caught on surveillance video. Police say Gilmore later sold some of the stolen clubs to a local golf shop where records helped to identify him as the suspect. The stolen clubs were eventually returned to their owners. Gilmore has since bonded out of jail and faces multiple charges, including petty larceny, receiving stolen property, and engaging in a pattern of criminal offenses. Well, two Dell City police officers are being recognized after saving the life of a 2-year-old boy who nearly drowned in a backyard swimming pool. Officers responded on Sunday to a home on Southeast 19th Street where they found the child unresponsive and barely breathing. After family members began CPR, the officers took over until paramedics arrived. Police say the child regained consciousness before being taken to OU Children's Hospital, where he was released the following day. Sheriff's offices across Oklahoma are sharing $18 million in state grant funding aimed at strengthening local law enforcement. The money comes from a program created by the legislature back in 2024 and is distributed based on how each county's population values are figured out. Departments are using the grants in different ways, from deputy stipends and retention incentives to patrol vehicles, equipment, and training. The Attorney General's office says agencies have also spent money on body armor, ammunition, software, 911 center maintenance, and other operational needs. Sheriffs say the funding is helping to offset rising costs and giving them a little bit more flexibility to meet their community's public safety needs. It's 80 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 7:15. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is moving ahead with yet another major piece of the Toby Keith Expressway, approving a $75 million contract to build a key interchange connecting the new toll road to I-44 near Newcastle. Now, the project includes bridges, service roads, and multi-level interchange linking I-44, I-35, and the future expressway. Turnpike officials say it's the sixth of 13 major construction projects needed to complete the route. Construction is continuing despite a federal lawsuit filed by opponents who argue that the project violates environmental laws. The Turnpike Authority disputes those claims and says work on the Canadian River crossing is already about 30% complete. International travelers in Oklahoma will soon have a chance to enroll in the Global Entry Program without leaving the state. Will Rogers International Airport will host a three-day enrollment event on July 28th through the 30th for travelers who have already received conditional approval. Global Entry allows pre-approved travelers to move through U.S. Customs much quicker than when returning from international trips. Airport officials say that the event comes as Will Rogers expands its international travel options, including its brand-new nonstop service to Cancun, in hopes of adding more international destinations in the future. A $1 million federal grant is expanding medical care for homeless people in Oklahoma City. The funding allows OU Health medical students to provide care through the Homeless Alliance as part of a street medicine training program. The Homeless Alliance says medical services at its campus have now expanded to 3 days a week, giving their clients greater access to health care while also helping future doctors gain experience in treating underserved populations. Leaders say the program improves care for those experiencing homelessness while preparing the next generation of physicians. Hollywood Corners and More is honoring the legacy of Toby Keith with a fundraiser and blood drive benefiting his Kids Corral Foundation. The event takes place today from 3:30 in the afternoon till 7 p.m. and will feature live music, photos celebrating Keith's life, and opportunities to donate blood. Kids Corral provides free lodging to children battling cancer and their families while they receive treatment. Organizers say the fundraiser is a chance to celebrate Keith's lasting impact on Oklahoma while helping families in need. The event also comes ahead of a new management takeover, taking over operations at the popular restaurant and music venue. An unusually early start to the summer has forecasters watching conditions pretty closely across Oklahoma. Meteorologists say a rapidly developing El Nino could bring hotter, drier weather later on this summer and potentially worsen drought conditions across parts of the state. While recent rains have improved soil moisture in many areas, western Oklahoma remains significantly drier than normal. Experts warn that if the current weather pattern continues, drought could intensify, and that could reduce crop yields, strain water supplies, and drive up food prices. Forecasters say it's too early to know for sure exactly how severe conditions will become, but they're closely monitoring this developing climate pattern. Well, statewide organized crime task force shut down five illegal marijuana grow operations, as we just reported, in Woodward County. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the agency seized more than 30,000 marijuana plants, arrested one person, and six illegal immigrants were deported following a two-day operation. Drummond says the state will continue targeting criminal organizations tied to Oklahoma's marijuana industry. So does this mean that Oklahoma is finally getting control over its illegal marijuana issues? Or are things still out of control? We've seen several of these major busts in recent months, but is this just the tip of the iceberg? And what's the solution? Now, we aren't just talking about problems for legitimate growers here. We're talking about problems with illegal immigrants, with human trafficking, an increase in violent crime. So did we as a state jump into legalizing medical marijuana too quickly? And are the laws too lax? And if so, what should those laws look like? Here's your chance to weigh in right now. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. It's 80 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 719. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got a couple of construction issues to be aware of. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 at Classen on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Buckle up, drive careful. That is Freedom Traffic.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
For more than 40 years, John, Megan, the Vance family, and everyone at Vance Auto Group has offered superior service, the lowest prices, and now from Ram Trucks, America's best powertrain warranty, 10 years or 100,000 miles. Ram Trucks at Vance in Guthrie.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
A nonstop wild week of news. It's Eric Erickson. Tune in live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as I navigate you through the headlines, navigate you through the breaking news, give you my thoughts on it and analysis of what's happening, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 across Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good morning. Welcome back. It's Friday Eve, July 9th, 2026. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck on Freedom 96.9. Taking a quick look at our weather today, and it's going to be a hot one. Partly sunny skies, hot. High temperature going up to 101 degrees. Tonight, breezy and warm. It's going to be a humid one, too. Low of about 78 degrees. On Friday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun throughout the day, and then a possible thunderstorm later on in the afternoon. It'll be a breezy day on Friday with a high of 99 degrees. Then on Saturday, we can look for clouds, some showers and thunderstorms possible. Still going to be very warm, high of 96 degrees. 81 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 7:23. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation this morning, it's simple to do. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. Well, a statewide organized crime task force shut down five more illegal marijuana grow operations in Woodward County. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the agent seized more than 30,000 marijuana plants, arrested one person, and six undocumented immigrants were deported following that two-day-long operation. Drummond says the state will continue targeting criminal organizations tied to Oklahoma's medical marijuana industry. Now, there's no arguing that our illegal marijuana industry is completely out of control, and there's no arguing that it's because lawmakers did such a lousy job of writing the laws that regulate grows here in America. They make it so, rather in Oklahoma, they make it so easy that people are coming here from all across the country. They make it so cheap that people can very easily get a license to grow this marijuana. And because there were at one time 9,000 plus grows, it made it so that it was impossible for them to police it. So the initial thought of the state being able to police marijuana grows from seed to weed is the way they phrased it. From seed to weed is just impossible because you've got a small handful of authorities that are trying to monitor thousands and thousands of these grows. And the net result is, while the grows are saying, yeah, we're just growing a little bit, the reality is they're growing a lot and putting a whole bunch out the back door, and that's being sent all over the nation. So the result, we're seeing more illegal immigrants, we're seeing more violent crime, we're seeing more human trafficking. So what's the answer here? Or is it too late to put that genie back in the bottle again? We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. Want you to weigh in on this one. Has Oklahoma finally gotten control of the marijuana industry? supporters are arguing that the state has made dramatic progress, and it really has. I mean, they've shut down a lot of these grows. The number of licensed grows has fallen from more than 9,000 to just under 1,200 through tighter regulation and through more enforcement. But again, 1,200 throughout a state this big, that's a lot to try to maintain. That's a lot to try to police, especially given OMMA's very small staff. And it's almost impossible to keep an eye on it from, as the state said, from seed to weed. You can't follow it unless you're at each one of these things every single day. And the penalties really aren't strong enough in terms of these illegal grows. Oftentimes they'll be shut down. Sometimes they just receive fines. But these fines, I mean, this is an all-cash business. And my guess is when you're running an all-cash business like this, you may not necessarily be reporting all of your taxes. Call it a hunch. So is there enough regulation and is there enough enforcement of those regulations? That really boils down to what the question is. So was Oklahoma's medical marijuana rollout too lax? Yes, absolutely. Critics say the original licensing system was so permissive that it attracted organized criminal organizations, including transnational groups, which really exploited the weak oversight. And again, you're talking international crime organizations from China, from Mexico, from different South American countries that are coming here. And these people know how to game the system. And when you've got such a small amount of enforcement going on, it's really a numbers game. And you can get away with a lot more. 405-608-4377 if you want to talk about medical marijuana and marijuana grows here in Oklahoma. The other issue is organized crime and immigration. So the operation resulted in this case, 6 undocumented immigrants being deported. That'll likely fuel more debate over whether illegal marijuana operations are closely tied to illegal immigration. And the answer is yes, of course it is. Oftentimes, these illegal immigrants score deals in order to be brought across the border. Thank you, Joe Biden. Score deals with these growers, score deals with these criminal organizations to say, yes, we'll pay you X number of dollars, and we'll also work as indentured servants for you, growing this medical marijuana, which is also kind of funny because the people who are shouting the loudest about we want reparations for slavery are literally supporting slavery every time they fire up a joint. Slavery exists here right now, not only in this country, but in the state of Oklahoma, as people are being forced to work these medical marijuana grows to work off their debt for coming in illegally. Organized crime versus legitimate business. The state officials argue that illegal grows undercut legitimate medical marijuana businesses by depressing prices, avoiding taxes, and damaging the industry's reputation. That's certainly the case. But what do we do to stop it? Do we need to have more laws? Do we need to enforce the laws that are on the books? It really needs to be looked at. Well, we've still got a lot more we want to talk about this morning. 3 more arrests have been made in the deadly Arcadia Lake mass shooting that left one person dead and more than 20 other people wounded. We'll have the latest on that one. An Oklahoma inmate who strangled one cellmate is now accused of killing another. We'll have the details. Plus your dad joke of the day. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Radio News. I'm John Summers. Graham Plantner's dropping out of the race for Maine's U.S. Senate seat.
I intend to file my paperwork to withdraw.
The Democrat announced his decision following a recent sexual assault allegation. Vice President J.D. Vance spoke about fraud in a campaign-style speech in Wisconsin. He was in Milwaukee Wednesday touting the Trump administration's crackdown on health care fraud. Last month's twin earthquakes in Venezuela are blamed for more than 3,600 deaths. Another 50,000 people are still missing under the rubble. Baltimore County, Maryland fire officials say nearly 36 people are treated at area hospitals after an MTA bus crashed into a building Wednesday evening. Colorado State University has lowered its outlook again for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season. from America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I've sat with families who've lost everything in a split second because an 80,000-pound commercial truck never hit the brakes. When a fully loaded semi collides with a passenger vehicle, there is no fair fight. The physics alone are devastating. But here's what people don't always realize. When a truck is involved, you're just not dealing with one driver. You're dealing with a trucking company, a fleet insurer, a logistics contractor, and sometimes a cargo loader, all of whom may share responsibility and all of whom have lawyers working the moment the crash is reported. These cases are not like typical car accident claims. They are complex, they move fast, and the other side is organized from day one. You need to be too. At McIntyre Law, we handle serious trucking cases across Oklahoma and know exactly how to take them on. Call us at any Oklahoma area code at 777-7000 or visit McIntyreLaw.com. Your first consultation is always free.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police are searching for a driver involved in a fatal hit and run in southwest Oklahoma City. Officers responded late Tuesday night to a crash involving a pedestrian near Southwest 61st and South May, with the victim pronounced dead at the scene. Police haven't released the victim's identity or any information about the suspect vehicle currently as the investigation continues. Authorities are investigating the death of a detainee at the Oklahoma County Detention Center. Officials say 33-year-old Dancing Feathers White Crow was found unresponsive Tuesday evening and later died at a hospital. White Crow had been in custody since April on a $65,000 bond. Her cause of death hasn't been released, and the Oklahoma County Criminal Investigations Division is handling the investigation. A horse facility in Norman continues recovering after the severe 4th of July storms caused extensive damage. Magic Stables says its indoor riding arena collapsed, which forced the cancellation of summer camps and riding lessons. Owner Mary Shappie says one 30-year-old horse was trapped inside and had to be euthanized. The stables working with insurance before rebuilding can begin. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most: your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at Health 65. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team, build it sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be partly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 78. Tomorrow will be breezy and hot with periods of clouds and sunshine, and a thunderstorm is expected in the afternoon, reaching a high of 99. Saturday will have the intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, remaining very warm with a high of 96. Sunday will start with a thunderstorm in the morning, then turn mostly cloudy with a high of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. 81 degrees already under mostly cloudy skies. Pretty humid outside there, too. It's 7:36 in the morning. That means it's time for your Freedom 96.9 dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dad, got some sad news. I just found out that my cousin, who has a stuttering problem, just died in prison. Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, he couldn't even finish his sentence.
I get it.
Yeah, he had a stuttering problem.
He couldn't finish his sentence.
Finish his sentence.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines this morning. Edmond police have arrested three more suspects in connection with a deadly mass shooting at Arcadia Lake, bringing the total number of arrests up to 9. Investigators say 19-year-old Maki Magnus, 20-year-old Hezekiah Ricks, and 20-year-old Omarion Gabriel were taken into custody on Wednesday. Magnus is accused of shooting with intent to kill, while the other two are accused of being accessories to first-degree murder. Formal charges have not yet been filed. Police say more arrests are expected as the investigation continues. The gang-related shooting happened during an unsanctioned party at Scissortail Campground on May 3rd, where more than 20 people were shot. 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray of Guthrie later died from her injuries. The Oklahoman is reporting that an Oklahoma prison inmate who strangled one cellmate to death while guards waited outside his cell is now being charged with killing a second inmate. Prosecutors say 36-year-old Darren Ray Padron stabbed his fellow prisoner 28 times in March at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. Padron claims he acted in self-defense. The Oklahoman previously uncovered surveillance video showing guards waited 45 minutes before intervening in the 2022 strangulation at what is now Allen Gamble Correctional Facility. Their investigation documented more than 20 inmate homicides there over a four-year period. A Tulsa man is charged with murdering his grandparents inside of their apartment in a senior living complex. Police say that officers responded to a medical call on July 3rd and found 93-year-old Richard Garwood and his 93-year-old wife, Catherine Garwood, dead from stab wounds. Investigators identified the couple's 48-year-old grandson, Jeffrey Garwood, using surveillance video and other evidence. Officers tracked him through license plate readers before he crashed on I-244. Detectives say Garwood later confessed after being hospitalized with a broken hip. He's now charged with two counts of first-degree murder. More police say a 36-year-old man is behind bars after allegedly trying to solicit sex from children that he believed he was communicating with on Snapchat. Investigators say John Sanders exchanged sexually explicit messages and images with accounts that he thought belonged to a 12-year-old and 15-year-old boy before arranging to meet them at a local business. Instead, surprise, undercover officers were waiting to arrest him without incident. Detectives say Sanders admitted that he intended to engage in sexual activity with children. He's being held on two counts of lewd proposals to a child and one count of enticing a child under the age of 16. A statewide operation crime task force has shut down five illegal marijuana grow operations in Woodward County. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says agents seized about 30,000 marijuana plants and 200 pounds of processed marijuana during a two-day operation. Authorities also searched several apartments, arrested one person, and say six illegal immigrants were also deported following those raids. Multiple local, state, and federal agencies assisted. Drummond says Oklahoma has reduced the number of licensed marijuana grow operations from more than 9,000 back in 2023 to fewer than 1,200 today and pledged to continue targeting criminal organizations operating in the state's marijuana industry. A years-long court battle over an Oklahoma City police officer shooting a teenager has ended with a $750,000 settlement. Court records show the lawsuit filed by Lorenzo Clerkley against Oklahoma Police Sergeant Kyle Holcomb have been dismissed. Clerkley was just 14 years old when Holcomb shot him back in 2019 while responding to a reported burglary at a vacant home. Police later learned that Clerkley and his friends were carrying airsoft guns. The case drew national attention after prosecutors declined to file criminal charges against the officer. A federal judge later ordered a new trial and overturned a jury verdict in Holcomb's favor. The settlement does not include an admission of liability by the city. The Oklahoma County Jail is investigating its third inmate death of the year. Jail officials say 33-year-old Dancing Feathers White Grow was found unresponsive on Tuesday evening and then later died at the hospital. White Grow had been in custody since April after being arrested in an alleged shoplifting case where police say fentanyl was found in her purse. She was being held on a felony drug trafficking charge as well as burglary and repeated theft charges, and prosecutors were also seeking to revoke her probation from a 2023 assault conviction. The cause of death has not yet been released, and Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is conducting an investigation. Now, White Crow's death is once again raising concerns about conditions inside the Oklahoma County Jail. Tuesday's death marks the facility's third inmate death of 2026. Since the Oklahoma County Jail Trust took over operations back in 2020, at least 60 inmates have died while in custody. University of Tulsa professor Matt Lampkin says, he leads the Jail Death Accountability Project. He says that many jail deaths are preventable and families often struggle to learn exactly what happened to their loved ones. Jail officials say White Crow was found unresponsive in her cell and the investigation into that case is ongoing. Well, Oklahoma City police say that they've arrested a man accused of stealing golf clubs from several metro golf courses. Investigators say 36-year-old James Gilmore is connected to multiple thefts, including the theft of a $450 putter from Lake Hefner Golf Course Pro Shop that was captured on surveillance cameras. Police say Gilmore later sold some of the stolen clubs to a local golf store, where sales records helped to identify him as a suspect. The clubs were eventually returned to the owners. Gilmore is bonded out of jail now, and he faces multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. Well, two Del City police officers are being recognized for saving the life of a 2-year-old boy who nearly drowned in a backyard swimming pool. Officers responded on Sunday to a home on Southeast 19th Street, and they found the child unresponsive and barely breathing. After family members began CPR, the officers took over until paramedics arrived. Police say the boy regained consciousness before being taken to OU Children's Hospital, where he was released the next day. The officers were honored this week by Del City City Council for their quick actions that helped to save that child's life. The sheriff's offices across Oklahoma are sharing $18 million in state grant funding aimed at strengthening local law enforcement. The money comes from a program created by the legislature back in 2024 and is distributed based on each county's property values. Departments are using the grants for deputy retention, property patrol vehicles, equipment, training, and other operational needs. The Attorney General's office says agencies have also spent the money on body armor, ammunition, software, and 911 center maintenance. Sheriffs say that the funding is helping to offset rising costs while improving public safety across the state. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is moving ahead with yet another major piece of the Toby Keith Expressway, approving a $75 million contract to build a key interchange connecting the new toll road to I-44 near Newcastle. The project includes bridges, service roads, and a multi-level interchange linking I-44, I-35, and the future expressway. Turnpike officials say it's the sixth of 13 major construction projects needed to complete the route. Construction continues despite a federal lawsuit filed by opponents who claim the project violates environmental laws. The Turnpike Authority disputes those claims and says work on the Canadian River crossing is already about 30% complete. International travelers in Oklahoma will soon have a chance to enroll in the Global Entry Program without even leaving the state. Will Rogers International Airport will host a 3-day enrollment event on July 28th through the 30th for travelers who have already received conditional approval. Global Entry allows pre-approved travelers to move through the U.S. Customs much more quickly when returning from international trips. Airport officials say the event comes as Will Rogers expands international travel options, including its new nonstop service to Cancun, in hopes of adding additional international destinations coming up in the future. Well, an unusually early start to summer heat has forecasters watching conditions pretty closely across Oklahoma. Meteorologists say a rapidly developing El Nino could bring hotter, drier weather later on this summer and potentially worsen drought conditions across parts of the state. While recent rains have improved soil moisture across much of Oklahoma, western portions of the state remain significantly drier than normal. Experts warn that if the pattern continues, drought could intensify, affecting crop production, water supplies, and food prices. Forecasters say they're closely monitoring conditions, but caution that it's way too early to predict just how severe the impacts could become. A local group of motorcyclists have come up with a pretty creative and very patriotic way to honor veterans. After the break, we'll talk with Aaron Hamilton of Flagpoles Honoring Our Veterans about what they do and about how you can get involved. It's 81 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 746. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got a couple of construction issues to be aware of. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 at Classen on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Buckle up, drive careful. That is Freedom Traffic.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low-T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you, older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-436-8220, 800-436-8220, or biglou.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. This is not a neocon thing, and by God, I'm one of, first off, the people who keep using that, I swear I'm going to shove a dictionary up your backside sideways, number one. I swear to you, I will show up and be like a kid angrily putting the Nintendo cartridge back into the, yeah, you know.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. It's going to be a hot few days coming up. Today we'll see partly sunny skies. It's going to be a hot one, high temperature of 101 degrees tonight. Breezy, warmer, humid, high of 78 degrees, or low rather of 78 degrees. On Friday, breezy, hot. We could see some periods of rain or thunderstorms towards the afternoon at a high of 99 degrees. On Saturday, we could see some showers and thunderstorms possible, again, mostly throughout the afternoon. Very warm, though, high of 96 degrees. It's 81 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 7:50. Well, an organization of biker volunteers is honoring veterans by riding to their homes, often dozens of bikes at a time, and erecting an American flag in their honor. The veteran then leads the group in the Pledge of Allegiance, and the bikers hang around for a while talking with the veteran, sharing their stories, and pretty much just reminding the veteran that they're still appreciated, that we care, that they're not throwaways. Aaron Hamilton is the with the group Flagpoles Honoring Your Veterans. Morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well.
How are you? Good seeing you. I've been on several of these rides with you. They're very emotional.
They can be. It's really cool actually being able to go to these veterans' homes and honor them with a flagpole and a flag and just sitting talking with them, hearing their stories. And here lately, you know, it's a lot of Vietnam veterans that we see. And we always make it a point to, you know, walk up, shake their hand, give them a hug, and actually tell them, welcome home.
When they first came home, they weren't appreciated.
Correct.
And many of them just kind of sank into the background, didn't tell people about what they did, didn't tell people they served, went to work, raised their families, just kind of did their thing, and now we're putting them in the spotlight.
Yeah, absolutely. What's really cool, here just in the last couple of weeks, some veterans that we've honored, it was about 2 weeks ago, we had an 85-year-old veteran, and we told them, you know, the ceremony that we do, the process, and we told them once we get the flagpole installed and go to raise that flag, we'll hand the rope over and let that veteran raise his or her flagpole. That weekend, we had three different veterans that we installed flagpoles for. They said throughout their entire time of service and even after, they were never had the opportunity to actually raise a flag. So we're giving them that opportunity to do that.
That's really cool. So how does the program work?
So the organization is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and it runs strictly off of donations. We have a company here in Oklahoma City that helps us out with some materials for the flagpole itself. The flags that we get come from a company out of California. Everything from the concrete to the pole to the flag is all 100% made in America.
Good.
The company that makes the flags out of California, it's all locally sourced, you know, American cotton. The grommets on the flag is all made here. And then that company that actually puts the flags together is completely run and operated by disabled veterans.
And the way that it works is either a veteran or a veteran's family will reach out to the organization and say, hey, we'd love to see this honor.
Right. And it's not just, you know, veterans or veteran family. It could be a neighbor or anybody that just nominates a veteran. The organization started in 2020. To date, we're little over 870 flagpoles that have been installed. And right now, we on our waiting list is approximately 500 veterans in the state of Oklahoma.
So paint me a picture. The day of, you guys meet at a location, you got a truck and a ton of motorcycles, and you ride up there real loud.
We try to. And, you know, we reach out to the family or the, you know, friends or whoever's nominated these veterans and let them know that we're coming. Approximate timing when we're going to be there, and we invite, you know, family, friends, neighbors, you know, anybody that can be there in support, you know, honoring that veteran.
There's some type of an unspoken bond between bikers and veterans.
There is. You know, we're very, very patriotic, especially with us, you know. With the founders, the board of directors, and all of our volunteers, you know, T-shirts and everything that we have, we're all called the Red, White, and Blue Crew.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of the day, what we do, it is not about an individual. It's not about an organization. It's all about honoring those veterans.
It's got to get a little overwhelming, though, when you've got so many veterans. I mean, all you guys, you work for a living, you got families. Nobody's paid for this. You're doing this on your own time, on your own dime. And it's got to get a little overwhelming because you've got there's so much of a desire from people to have this done to honor people they love. And there's only so many of you and so many flags and so many poles to go around.
That's true. You know, I can't remember exactly when it was. It was earlier this spring. We had a group that went up to Miami, Oklahoma, and we had a lot of veterans up in that area that had been on the waiting list. And we worked with American Legion up in that area and one of the Boy Scouts groups. And they went out and actually pre-dig and set the foundations for these flagpoles. And over the course of that weekend, installed 27 flagpoles
wow.
in that area. So it's all volunteer. You know, we try to get as much support as we can to get as many of these veterans their flagpoles in a timely manner.
And these poles and these flags, you guys don't cheap out on these. These are good quality. And unfortunately, with the quality, expensive units.
True. The average cost of installing a flagpole from the concrete to the pole and the flag is approximately $200.
About $200?
Yeah.
So how can people get involved?
Our Facebook page, Flagpoles Honoring Veterans, and then the website, fphov.org. We will always post early in the week. Where we're going, what area we're going to be in that weekend installing flagpoles, where we're going to meet at. We've actually teamed up with the Harley dealerships here in Oklahoma City, Harley World and Fort Thunder, where we're going to start setting up our vendor booth at their bike nights.
Cool.
So check us out on Facebook, website, or just contact any one of us.
And you don't have to be a biker to help out.
No, absolutely not. We welcome anybody and everybody.
One of the nice things about it, too, is that there are a lot of motorcycle clubs that I've been involved with over the years that charge dues. You guys don't charge any dues.
No, and to reiterate that fact is, you know, we are not a motorcycle club. Mm-hmm. We are a organization that is honoring veterans that just happen to have motorcycle addictions.
Yeah, you're motorcycle enthusiasts.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. But people who ride with you, if I don't have the money to get together a few bucks to ride with you, that's cool. Come anyhow, right?
No, absolutely. You know, we are working on some donations and some partnerships with some local gas stations here to help out, offset some of the cost with that. You know, we have volunteers that will drive their personal pickup or Jeep or whatever, and we have a trailer that hauls all materials. So we're trying to work with them to get some donations, you know, $20-$25 that day for some gas.
And Flagpoles Honoring Our Veterans, you guys have a couple of rides this weekend.
We do have one this weekend that we're doing. We're meeting at the ONQ on 4th Street down in Moore. We have five veterans that we're going to honor, but only four houses. One of them that we're installing is actually a husband and wife that both served.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the last one that we're installing this weekend is actually really cool because it kind of hits home with me. The mayor of Choctaw, Chad Alcox, a longtime, very good friend of mine, was nominated, and we're going to install his flagpole at his house this weekend.
Very nice. Do me a favor. Give me that website one more time if people want to help out either through donations or come to ride with you guys.
Yeah, the website is fphov.org.
Excellent. Aaron Hamilton with Flagpoles Honoring Our Veterans joining us live this morning. Thanks so much for doing it, and thanks for you for coming out and listening to us this morning, too, on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.